evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's a Friday night show, live. We are live. And let me tell you what, it's 6/24/2022. So 6, 2 and 4 is 6, and 3 2s in 2022 is 6. So this is a weird day, isn't it? It's a 666 day that they happen to start the Day of Rage now starting, because I'm going to tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus, and there is still power in the blood of Jesus and our Father in heaven. And we had a Supreme Court that did yesterday a good thing and today a good thing. And maybe a few babies will be spared from being killed. I will tell you, without getting deeply into that, I will tell you that why these people, these educated, these quadruple vaccined, you know, rich people and all kind of people. And I remember the days before abortion on demand, and there were problems. But when I go way back, I also know that my grandmother, one of my grandmothers, helped people, young women, get to the baby fold or to the thing, and they helped them to have their children, and then they helped them to also keep them if they wished, or if they wanted to adopt them, then they were put up for adoption and adopted to homes. And then my grandmother would go back 2 years later or 3 years later or 10 years later to visit some of the children she placed to make sure they were still doing well. Now, all I know is that we're headed to the Civil War. We're headed to the time that, Lord Jesus, I've read to you ad infinitum, Matthew 24 and Luke 21. And now, you know, if we look at Luke 21 and what happened yesterday, what do we have? Oh, no, they're not going after the Jane's Revenge, who are, you know, setting churches on fire, blowing up pro-choice pregnancy centers, or vandalizing or breaking all their windows, tearing up their equipment inside. They're not going after any of that. The FBI is not going after any of the people who are committing sabotage in this nation against pipelines, refineries, oil storage areas that are derailing trains in Texas and in Kansas. Texas and in Kansas, with about 2 weeks apart. Big coal trains going to coal-fired power plants. Is the FBI investigating them? No! The FBI goes to Killeen, Texas, and raids with automatic weapons. Automatic weapons and raids a Christian church because they're recruiting soldiers from Fort Hood to go to church. Well, the soldiers have the right to their own religion and the exercise thereof. It's a First Amendment right. But I guess not. I guess if you're in the FBI, then you're a Luciferian scumbag. If you're in the FBI, you're a Luciferian scumbag. And Ray Ray can get his $100 haircuts and wear his $2,000 suits and his $1,000 pair of shoes. And Bodie Bodovich, old Malibu Hair Bodie, who still hasn't told you the truth about what happened out there in California when they had the Muslim man and woman go in and shoot everybody up. And then they took off at the city hall, and they took off, and then they go out and they confront them and catch them on the street. The police chief of the town says, there was a third person. We chased him down and caught him in the backyards. Then after that, that chief never got to talk, and it was Bodie Bodovich, special top, top, pop, 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 sensitive unit agent. I got my Malibu hair with the gel and all the curly-do and all the stuff in it. Bodhi Bodovich. Now, I think he's like the number two or the number three, or maybe he's the one in charge of going after Christians. I don't know. But the FBI raided a church there in Killeen and raided three churches, I believe, near military bases in Georgia with automatic weapons. I'll tell you what. The pastor had better come out with a cross. The army of Jesus, the army of our Lord, had better come out with a cross the next time to meet these bastards out in the parking lot. Let them go ahead and do it. If they want to get it on and get froggy, then let them go ahead and do it. Because you know what? You know what? Yeah, I know what. I know what. Here it is. Here it is, here it is, here it is. Because they're going about their business, you see. Before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. You see? And ye shall be betrayed. This is verse 16, Luke 21. Both by parents and brethren and kinsfolk and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all of them for my name's sake. So the FBI hates Christians. The FBI hates Christians. The FBI hates Christians, and he's using automatic weapons against them. Well, let me tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus, and don't you ever forget it. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. After he says, they cause some of you to be put to death, but there shall not a hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. All right? But I'm going to tell you, it's going to get so bad if it weren't shortened for the elect, then no flesh would be saved. But there is power in the blood of Jesus. Right now, out there, if you're out there, and if you are not, if you don't know if you're saved by Jesus, or if you don't know if you know him, or you don't understand, or you're unsure, or you're fearful, then what you do is this. You get on your knees, you repent of your sins to Lord Jesus. Tell him, and then ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And if you're sincere, if you're true, then he will come into your heart, and he'll start to wash you clean. He'll start to wash away your sin. He'll remove the years and years of dirt and grime that are on the windows of your soul, the windows of your factory or your garage or your house. And you'll start to see, oh, it's a little brighter over. Oh, I never knew about that. Oh, the Lord is blessed. Oh, and you'll start to see it. At the same time, once you have become cleaned up, once you get to see and once you're strong and you do not have the fear will start to go away. And even if you're so bad and you've got so many faces on you, so many faces and bad stuff and all the things that you can't imagine even tell anybody about, tell it to Lord Jesus. Ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And I'm going to tell you what, it's the best deal in town. It's the only way out. The only way out. Every knee is going to bend to him eventually. But I'm going to tell you what, get on board. Make sure that you're with him and he's with you. And then what does he tell you in John 14? What's he tell you? What does he give you? What's the marvelous gift? Believest thou? Not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. He's talking, if you look at the syntax, he's talking about you. He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. That's you. The Lord is giving you a marvelous gift and telling you to utilize your authority. Now, what has he also told you? What has he also told you in the past? Huh? What's he told you in the past? Let me just turn to it so I can read it, not paraphrase it. If I can read it and not paraphrase it. And I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather to rejoice because your names are written in heaven. You make sure that you get right with Lord Jesus and get right with it now. I'm going to tell you what, because this thing is going to rock and roll. The wild weasel's already running. We're already starting to see it. When the FBI raids Christian churches because they're recruiting soldiers to come in and go to church, well, let me tell you what. I don't care what they're doing. That is wrong. I don't know what they think they're up to, if they think it's this or they think it's that or the other. But all I can tell you is this, FBI. You have a president of the United States whose son took a bribe of $1.45 billion, allegedly. Allegedly, but it's not just allegedly, because it was given to him after he made the plane trip with Red China Joe, who was the VP, to go to China, and they gave him $1.45 billion. $1.45 billion. Do you think maybe you could find something up with that? Rather than going after a Christian church, is there nobody left in the FBI who believes in our Father in heaven and Lord Jesus? Is that what you want to do? You want to take automatic weapons and go in and kill preachers, or go in and take flocks and take the churches away? Is that what you want to do? Well, let me tell you something. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, you keep doing that, your career dissipation light is going off and blinking red, because Lord Jesus and his angels will come and jerk your tear asses out of the ground and throw you into the fiery furnace. Lord Jesus and his angels will do it. And then the wheat, the good people out here, will shine forth, and your secret police will be no more. It will be no more. You think that you're a good guy? You ain't. When you go and raid churches, and if you're in the FBI and you don't agree, then you ought to get your ass out of the FBI. Go drive a truck. Go drive a truck and earn a living without preying upon people. Without preying upon people. Without going at 4 o'clock in the morning to wake up Trump's old lawyer, the PJ guy, 536 days after January 1, and you think you got fresh blood in the stove. No, you're just a political secret police operating for somebody called Red China Joe, whose son took $1.45 billion, don't you know? Is that enough to bribe a president? Is that enough to buy a president in this day and age? You better believe it. A president who's also finally now says, oh, these protests need to be peaceful. Meanwhile, do you think when federal marshals have to protect Supreme Court justices' homes from real threats, Do you think that there is a law, 18 U.S.C. somewhere in there, that makes it illegal to do what these people are doing in front of the judges' homes? Do you think that you could go and arrest them? Oh, no. Do you think you could go and arrest anybody that burned down a federal building or courthouse in Portland, or that burnt everything up in, St. Louis, and then we go to Minnesota, and we go to everywhere in Seattle and got the chop? What are you doing, FBI? You're going after Christians. You're going after Christians because you're frickin' secret police of the totalitarian Luciferian scumbags. When you look in your mirror and you got your cute $150, $200 sunglasses and you got your sick sour in the hut, you got a tailor, nice tailor uniform. Got the special shoes. You got your war wagon with the tip on the windows, you know. You got your, your special button. Put the supercharger on, or your nitrous, spray the nitrous, just like Chuck Norris did his Suburban years ago. You think you're all of that? Well, let me tell you something. There's power in the blood of Jesus. You ain't nothing compared to that. You ain't nothing, because if you're a lying, stinking tear going after Christians and prosecuting Christians and going in with weapons, what do you think you're doing? Why do you think you're hated? Because you are hateable. You are like the Nazi Gestapo. You're like the Cheka. You're like all of these things. You're like a red Chinese. And you want to do that. You want to surveil everybody. You want to go back. Shoot, why don't you go back and then destroy Martin Luther King's, new statue? Because you were all after him back then. I'm telling you what. I knew Ted Gunderson. I used to talk to him. He used to run it. And Ted wasn't perfect. But I'm going to tell you what. He used to run 1,250 agents or 1,400 agents back in the Cold War in Los Angeles. And then what did he do? He found out about the Luciferian stuff. He went into the McMartin preschool case. He found out about Bohemian Grove. He found out about Benassi and all the people and how all in, allegedly in Lincoln, Nebraska, how all of the big shots and the city fathers and the big Republican donors and all the people were involved in a pedophile ring and child murder. But oh no, you never went after any of those people. No, you can't tell us who did the killing in Las Vegas, because you know it ain't kosher. You know it ain't right. You can't tell us, Bodie can't tell us about what happened in that. You just got to promote him to keep his mouth shut, promote him up the line. Let me tell you something. The Lord Jesus knows you. Our Father in heaven knows you. He sees you, and he finds you wanting. He finds you wanting. He finds you evil. He finds you worshiping and going down the road of the Luciferians. Harry Truman said it. Once a government is committed, there's a principle of silencing the voice of the opposition. It has one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens. And it creates a country where everyone lives in fear, except for the Christians who are with the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus is with him. And I'm going to tell you what. Let's read what Solzhenitsyn and each of them had to say. Because y'all ought to listen to what Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn had to say about the Russians, about the Soviets, and how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrests, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door, and every step step on the staircase, but had understood. Are you listening? They had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was to hand. The Organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt. If we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. We surely, purely, and simply deserved everything that happened after Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn. And what is happening right now? You see, all I got to do, the Lord has put me on this stuff 18 years ago, and I've been yelling at it. Now people are starting to tell me, you know, Hawk, you told me 18 years ago, or Hawk, you told me 15 years ago, or 10, or 5, or 7, however long they've been listening, that this stuff was going on, and that these people like the FBI are evil. These people like the DHS are evil. These people who take $1.45 billion bribes are evil. These people who worship Lucifer and who are plotting against you, destroying your foods, your food processing plants, using weather warfare against your brother Quayle's got a good thing today. Red alert, red alert, triple threat, red alert. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists. Nihilists are people who just want to tear it all down, make it nil. And the atheist, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm. This is Albert Pike. Albert Pike, the guy who created the 33rd degree. The guy whose 33rd degree motto is Ordo Ab Chao. Out of the chaos comes the order. So now the secret police, FBI, are going to start raiding Christian churches. Going to start doing that. They're going to see this all the time now. You're going to see this. You're going to find people in the military are being, they can't have a cross. They can't have this. They can't have that. They got to take the Luciferian spike vaccine. And if these people had any sense, I thought FBI agents were smart. I thought they were all like lawyers and accountants and all smart guys and all the bull crap. Have you seen the pictures? Go to the Health Ranger site and look at what the graphene oxide creates inside your body after you take the spike back. And then understand, all of you guys took the spike back. All of you girls took the spike back to the FBI because you had to. Now you've all got four boosters and this and that and the other. Now you're starting to turn evil for real because they're jazzing your 5G. They're jazzing your 5G. Like my buddy who happened to be in China when they turned the 5G on. And it was more like 5-6G because he said you could feel all of it on the hair on the back of your neck and your arms and stand up. This, you see, is part of the plan, and you're now working for Lucifer. You work for Lucifer, the light bringer. Federal Bravo idiots. Your tares. The Lord Jesus is going to come with his angels. They're going to pluck the tares out. And then it's Nina, 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 Nina. And you're going to see the blinking red light in the back of your mirror, you see. Oh, no. It's your career dissipation when you go down the chute and you burn in that plasma fire forever. We're persecuting Christians and good people on this country right now. When you start to see that, you're going to go to hell, buddy. You're going to hell, Missy, and you're going to burn in hell. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. And you're going to allow it all. You're going to enable all of them to do that. then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization, and the multitude, then Albert Pike says, will be disillusioned with Christianity. But that ain't true, because I'm going to tell you what. If you're with the Lord Jesus and he's with you, then you don't have the fear. You know where you're going to go when the time comes. You're going to go with him and be with him forever in heaven. And that's all there is to it. That's all there is to it. Now we know. We know the Domestic Surrogacy Declaration of Martial Law, October 12, 2008, that you're going to invoke all of this, and this is going to be NORTHCOM, maybe with the assistance of the Red Chinese UN troops, perhaps. See? Ah, yes. And I'm going to tell you what. I'm reading right from it. Somebody sent it to me. I did not request it. They're going to do cordon and search operations. May be conducted as follows. Will facilitate visual contact between posts and the cordon. Okay? That's what they just talked about in New York City, wasn't it? Provide for adequate patrolling and immediate deployment of effective reserve force. In other words, the boys and the deuce and a halves with machine guns that you're now going in and going after the churches with. Priority should be given to sealing the administrative center of the community, occupying all critical facilities, detaining personnel in place. Years ago in Kansas City, Missouri, the big post office, back during a particular period of time, well, they were talking about the fact that it may be necessary to go to martial law and all of that. And people said, well, we got to go to get our kids. They said, you're not going to be allowed out of here. And people in the audience started saying, well, bull crap. I'm going to go, no, you're not. We're going to prevent you from leaving. You're going to stay in the post office and work. Occupying all critical facilities, detaining personnel in place, preserving and securing all records, files, and other archives, of course, so they can look for where you're at. Well, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I've known a sniper or two in my day, you know. And this is a quote that I saw yesterday. I've seen it before. And this is for the guys that eventually do get to get out and maybe settle in and fish or play a little golf or take a trip. Have a glass of wine. But this is what their world will tell you. And I'm going to say this to you. Go out and get a 30-06 deer rifle like your granddad had. Maybe your grandpa's got one. Maybe your dad's got two or three of them from the old days. 30-06 is real good. Get a nice scope. You can get any, but if you can get like a loophole scope, you know, that's a real good one. And have it tuned up and have somebody do it right if you can. If you can't, you can use your iron sights. All right? I know some iron sights boys out in Kansas, out in western Kansas or central western Kansas. They ding them targets at 1,000 yards using them old Mausers and them old Springfields and, you know, Enfields and stuff. That's what they like to play with. But here's the quote. And just remember, tears from a place you will not see comes a sound will not. I'm going to repeat that. This is in honor of those who finally got out of this trade after a long career. From a place you will not see comes a sound will not hear. Think about it there, you know. I say get the 30-06s or, you know, or maybe the .338 Lapuas, you know. And if you're carry in a different area or something like that, you get the old 45-70 if you want the vintage gun or a 30-30 lever action. Whatever it is, don't make any difference. But I'm going to tell you what. I remember being camouflaged back, back in the 70s in a deer blind when I created, I used to walk in a creek in a national forest area, walk in a dry creek bed and come to what was a dry island, and I would hide behind the island, and I had all the stuff on and all the face paint and everything, and I had the bow and I had the camouflage on the bow, had the arrow even painted kind of greenish toned and all of that stuff. And I remember sitting there, and I can remember a buck being about 20 to 30 yards away at a little thing, and all of a sudden I hear this guy. This guy was the big shot guy from Chicago. Oh, I've got one over here! And he came running in and running in and running in. And the deer took off, and he's looking around. Well, where did that thing go? I said, mister, and I was at full draw, right on his chest. Full draw! With the razor blade arrowheads, you know? Full draw, and I said, mister, you just messed my shot up. Do you want to stay around here and give me a shot at you? Or do you want to take off back running to where the hell you came from? And that guy never saw me. He crapped his pants. I could smell it. I could smell it from 10 yards away, 20 yards away. I could smell it. And he took off running. So I'm going to tell you what. There's a whole lot of good old boys that can hide in a spider hole or behind a holler tree or can be in the one winder light that you don't think that anybody's going to be in. Well, from a place you will not see comes a sound you will not hear. Now let's go back to their cordon and search. This is the Army, the North Camp. Key facilities include administrative buildings, police stations, news media facilities, post offices, communication centers, transportation offices and a motor pool, prisons and other places of detention, schools, medical facilities. See, they're going to take over all of these. Search techniques include search teams of squad size, organized in assaults, support, and security elements. One target is assigned per team. Room searches are conducted by two-person teams. Room search teams are armed with pistols, assault weapons, and automatic weapons, providing security for search team screening operation facilities. Pre-search coordination includes between control personnel and screening team leaders, study of layout plans, communications, that is radio, whistle, hand signals, disposition of suspects, on-site security, guard entrances and exits, including the roof, halls, corridors, and tunnels. Assign contingency tasks for reserve. Room searches conducted by two- and three-person teams. Immobilize occupants with one team member. Search room with the other team member. Search all occupants. Then, available, a third team member should be the recorder. Place documents in a numbered envelope and tag the associate individual with a corresponding number. And then they're talking about, let's go down here. Then they're going to send you to the concentration camp. Oh, yes, you guys are lovely, FEMA. You guys are lovely, NORTHCOM. Department of Human Sacrifice. Fiddle with boys internally. Automatic Trickery Foundation. They're going to use police patrols, vary routes, and movement frequently to avoid establishing predictable patterns. Should not be limited to the confines of the community, but should include adjacent areas. Must be coordinated with the activities of the military and paramilitary forces to avoid duplication of effort and confusion. Use military dogs to contribute to the overall effectiveness. Well, I'm going to tell you what. There's some good old boys out here that got some pretty fierce dogs themselves. I used to know, I had an old roommate. He had an Irish setter that was the biggest Irish setter I ever seen. And the guy down the street had one of them tough, a police dogs, a shepherd or something, you know? And we had, this dog's name was Aaron. Aaron walked down next to us. We're walking down the street, which was near a railroad track in the old days. It's a street, but it's near a track and all that. We walked down there, and all of a sudden that police dog came out of the garage and came to attack me and the roommate. That Irish setter jumped up, and he hit him in the chest, that dog, and they went at it, and that Irish setter bit the crap out of the police dog, out of the German shepherd, and made him say, "Ow!" and go running back to the garage. And then the guy, the owner, said, "Well, what are you doing to my dog?" "Well, you got the one with the police dog, not on a chain." Our Irish setter took him out. So dogs can go against you too. And there are people that train their dogs to hit on you, you know? You understand how this is going to go bad for you? Lord Jesus and his angels, when they come, it's all over for you. You're going down the chute. You're going to burn with plasma fire forever. Covert surveillance is a collection effort with the responsibility fixed at the Intelligence Security Division or the Detective Division of the Police Department. Covert techniques, you know, like putting the camera up on the light pole down the street, you know, and that kind of stuff with the microphone on it, you know, ranging from application. I know where all the stuff is at. And then they hit your computer, they hit your phones. Well, like somebody, I couldn't even make a call the other day. Couldn't even make a call because they were jacking with the phone and put the mute on. Isn't that clever? Cute little crap. I'm going to tell you what, you're a tear. Your career dissipation light's blinking. You think you have satisfaction and power and you feel all of that. You feel big time. Oh, you can whoop butt and all that. Well, let me tell you, from a place built comes a sound you will hear. That's just a quote. An old sniper. Block control. Here's what they're going to do. It's right out of their step. Dividing up unity or populated area into zones where a trusted resident, yeah, the black man, reports on the activities of the population. What they did in Nazi Germany. It's what they do in Red China. It's what they did in Russia or Soviet Union. Now you're doing it here. The loyalty of the bloc leaders is questionable. An informant net can be established to verify any of their questionable areas. So they're going to surveil you bloc men, the ones who are turning it over. My dad told me in Nazi Germany, they had a guy that would be on the block, and he was everybody's buddy and friend and middle class, had a job and, you know, and was happy, and they went to the beer halls or they had the barbecues or whatever they did. Danced the polka, whatever they did in those days. And then at the time when Hitler took over, ha ha, the uniform comes out. Sieg Heil and all that crap comes after you. Well, what's the FBI doing going after a Christian church? Because they're recruiting soldiers from Galene, from Fort Hood. Oh, the soldiers are going to a Christian church. Well, don't they have enough? If there's a problem with the church, don't they have enough knowledge to not go to it? Or maybe Chaplain Charlie has to give that weekend at Fort Hood, has to give the witchcraft, you know, epistle, or has to give Satan's prescription. Okay? Maybe he has to give them the love of Lucifer, you know, sermon. Because you took away the chaplains who were, you know, Christian or Jewish or, you know, whatever. So the black electronic warfare, they're using, they say it right here, they're going to use electronic warfare on you. Computer network operations, psychological operations, and operation security. It's right in their document. They're going to use electronic. electronic warfare on you. Satellite directed. Scalar generation of frequencies to impact the neurophysiological template. They're going to use military deception. They're going to use physical destruction. Physical destruction. They'll just come in and burn your house down. Take your car and throw you in the truck. The old man objects to it. Pop, pop. One of those 450 million 40 caliber Smith & Wesson handgun rounds of, you know, hollow point, all right? If there's 200 million firearms in the United States, I think it's about that, then what they figure is for every one of those firearms, they're going to, whoever's got it in their hands, they're going to shoot them twice in the head, right? 450 million and have 50 million rounds left over to, execute people as they find them. You see what I'm saying? They're going to use physical destruction, information assurances, they're going to say. These are not the droids you're after. Oh, yes. Joe Biden is your loving president. Oh, yes. Mr. Ray Ray wishes you a nice day. Then they're going to use physical security. In other words, chain link fences, wire, razor wire fences. Wooden fences, put you in the sports stadium, put you in the high school gymnasium. Then they're going to use counterintelligence on you, counter-deception, counter-propaganda, CMONPA, yeah. So let me tell you something. They've got the plan, but I'm going to tell you what. When you go against Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, then the best laid plans of these little minuscule men, and woe to men, and trans XYZ 4739 huts, then just maybe there's some good old boy out there, you know, who happened to grow up with Ronnie Barrett somewhere in Tennessee. Maybe it's somebody in Old Kentucky. Maybe it's somebody down in the Ozarks. Or the old Uper. Or maybe it's just somebody who knows a pigeon coop roof somewhere that you don't know about in Cleveland, Cincinnati, or Dallas. Or maybe it's the Bike Path Boys in Boston. I'll tell you what, you guys are going to come, you're going to get froggy, you're going to get your tear butts jerked up and thrown down the fiery furnace. Now, it is going to happen. All this crap's going to go down. Back to Thomas Chittum again, C-H-I-T-T-U-M, Thomas W. Civil War II, the coming breakup of America, 1996, American Eagle Publications, Sholo, Arizona. Sholo, Arizona. In the Library of Congress. All right. And I'm reading out of Vicious Nature of the Civil War, too. The president will declare a state of emergency and mobilize every military resource to crush the rebellion. Well, what's going to be the rebellion? Is it going to be because the FBI and everybody is going after all of the Christians? Coming for the guns? Like these Republican traitors? These Republican traitors against the Second Amendment? The Bill of Rights, the Constitution? Bushmouth and Romney and Cornyn and Ray Blunt and all these different Republicans. I'm going to tell you what. You guys are tares as well. You worship Lucifer the Lightbringer and all the big money that comes into your coffers in the Zero Halliburton briefcases. So, president will declare a state of emergency and mobilize every military resource to crush the rebellion. Heavy weapons will be liberally used in street fighting. and many minority civilians will be killed in retaking the few cities that are retaken. Most rebel cities will hold on. You see, I think it's going to be mixed race, but it's going to be Luciferian, communist, you know, scumbags versus good people of all colors and creeds. Okay? That's my personal belief. Although it will break out in some areas on the lines of race, it will black out on the lines of sometime in some places nationality. It will break out in gender, you know, things. And the homo XYZ 47329, HUD. And if you don't have the Vaseline jar on your back of your belt, then you are, believe me, banned. You are going to be banned and put in the last place of your class at West Point. If you're in the Navy and you're on a ship, and if you do not allow them to come up into your bunk, oh, then you're going to be offloaded. At the best, you'll be put on a detail, scraping the paint and the rust up the side of these rust buckets that the Navy has and won't even paint anymore. Most rebel cities will hold on, defended by massive but unorganized minority militias, street gangs turned into armies, rebel police departments, rebellious minority-dominated military units. All remaining military units will divide along ethnic lines, he says. Firefights will erupt on every federal military base, and some, perhaps most, will fall. To rebellious minority-dominated units, general ethnic warfare will erupt all across America, where groups are intermingled and where de facto racial enclaves border each other. Now, all will know that the point of no return has been passed, and America will careen toward total tribal war at 120 miles per hour with the devil in the driver's seat. Sounds like Casey Jones on the throttle, where all the trains, he's high on methamphetamine and moonshine, and he's got them all, and they're all headed down to function junk. Ethnic militias will spontaneously form all across America. Ethnic cleansing will erupt in isolated pockets of this, and that ethnic group will be butchered and bulldozed into mass graves. Also, sweet little nice milk toast. Oh, can't everybody just sing Baya? Well, we could have, but you would never stand up. Checkpoints manned by militiamen will appear in all major roads. The economy will go into a crash and burn tailspin. Food will be becoming increasingly scarce at any price, and Americans will fight over garbage they would previously have hesitated to throw to their dog. The militias and gangs, which will now vastly outnumber the police and military, isn't that interesting, will control black markets. You want to set yourself up? Get your trading items ready now. And you never want to trade ammo. You don't want to trade, you know, food. You know, I mean, maybe you could trade some .22 or something like that. But you got to have knives or hammers or different stuff people want. You know what the women are going to want? They're going to want feminine products, because there's already a shortage now, apparently, on tampons. They're going to want shampoo. They're going to want lipstick and a hand lotion, okay? You think you could find some of those to trade? Warm wool, merino-like wool socks, insulated boots, and summer boots, but if you get some of them in between, like they make the combat boots with about the 200 milligram of thinsulate, the 200, you might be able to work with them on a, you know, everyday basis. The black markets, you're going to see it. I'm going to tell you what. I told you this before. people had better go to look and take a look to see if they can get a moonshine still and learn how to use it with the recipes, the know-how. And maybe there's somebody, maybe they could just go on down into Tennessee or Kentucky or the Carolinas or into the Ozarks, Greene County, down in there. Maybe they go into different places like that, parts of Tejas on the east side, maybe. There's always some good old boys up in the Upper who make a little something. But wherever it is, see if you can learn how to make alcohol so that, like Mr. Bloom's book, Alcohol Can Be a Gas Too, E-O-O, that you could possibly use it for that. So anyway, black markets, thus increasingly both their financial and political plot, the front will appear. The fighting will be chaotic with collapsing and shifting front lines. Now let's throw in what Brother Quail talked about on his very good Q-Files 2 today. Triple red alert. If you're not signed up for it, maybe you should go click on it and sign up for that service at stevequail.com. Triple red alert. Then it's Q-Files 2.0. Sign up for his Q-Files 2.0. Sign up for the briefings. Because the water scenario is being still exacerbated. Meade and Powell are being drained to nothing. Arizona, California, Colorado, all the problems. New Mexico, some areas of problems. Texas, West Texas, parts of western Kansas, okay, southwestern Kansas, where the wheat ain't growing because the ground's all cracked. Now, you know what their answer to this is? Well, we'll just take the Missouri and Mississippi rivers and we'll divert that water and send it down to Colorado so that L.A. can have drinking water and northern Mexico can have drinking. Oh, well, let's just get rid of all the water that goes down, all the longest, you know, in a river complex, Missouri, Mississippi, and waters, and make sure that crops and everything all up and down, and farmers' fields are taken care of from the moisture from the river, or they can pump from the river to irrigate, to grow food so that you can eat. Oh, they're going to divert all of that to heck with, you know, all the towns that are on the Missouri or the Mississippi River. They don't count. They're not on the East Coast or the West Coast. They don't count.
Well, let me tell you something. The other side of the coin, at the next level up, one of the next levels up on the Luciferian chessboard, evil chessboard, the Lucy chessboard, they're talking about popping the Great Lakes and flushing that water down through the center of the country, take out all the bridges and all the stuff, and to make an inland sea from the Great Lakes all the way down to the mouth of the Mississippi, what used to be in the Gulf of Mexico.
The U.S. Navy had maps of what's going to look like. Ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is really, 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 really real. Brother Steve Quail can get you gold or silver because I'm going to tell you, the BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa are creating their own currency. They're working on it right now. And they've got you talking about, well, I've got the crypto. I know it'll be back up, 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 up. And you don't think they didn't buy the major markets today? Going, you know, as Biden goes off for another weekend, you see? So he can go buy and beg oil from the Saudi Arabia. When you got so much oil in Alaska and offshore, everywhere, you got so much natural gas everywhere,
Vegas is a major oil and gas producer. And just like Bill Gates is trying to buy the farmland, North Dakota, they're already buying it all over. Red Chinese got agents all over here. They bought, the Red Chinese general bought the big, huge thousands of acres of ranch near one of the most sensitive military Air Force bases in Texas, didn't he? Got a long runway on there. You don't think this stuff's coming down? You better believe it is. You go to stevequayle.com or call him at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. If you want good night vision, I mean excellent quality. If you want radiation detection, if you want access to people who have the good foods to get for you, long-term storage, if you want gold or silver, which Steve will try to have on the hoop and get to you real quick, but get his Mega Drought DVD, get his books, sign up for his stuff so you're not watching the paint dry, so you're in the know. And then the Nunemakers have a Bible project in Indochina, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Gospel Furthering Fellowship. We just heard another 150 or 200 Bibles and songbooks got where they needed to be in the dialect of the Montagnard village that received Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with the Y, Pennsylvania, 17067. You want to keep old Hawk in there, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and welcome. Easiest, Federal Reserve notes, a bit of silver, a bit of gold. Silver quarter, silver dime, silver dollar, whatever. It could be more than that. It could be a little bit of gold, whatever, 10,000. Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 662-08. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blue against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and against the enemies of the Americans for the Bill of Rights and Constitution. For all the good veterans who believe in it still, and even though they be disabled, will stand or roll their carts or whatever they got or on their prosthetics, and they will fill in the gap. And I'm going to tell you what, use your tech if the Lord will let you. Mighty men and women, God bless you, and I remember seeing you. 95th Street, Prairie Village, Kansas, back a few months ago in the winter, in the TRTB, and about a thousand clear as a bell and being in the bad. I saw you. Bendinger Ranger, I know you're ready, and Mickey LaPua, you're the best. Bad test. Nobody would get you hand in hand. Don't even let them get close.